Hi there. The word for you today is on how God works. Let me make a few observations on this story about the healing of the crippled man at the beautiful gate. First, Peter allowed God to change his plans. The Bible says Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 p.m. Now, is prayer important? Yes, it's all important. But you know what? You can get so caught up in church activities that you walk right past hurting people sitting in the church doorstep. You've got to be sensitive to people's needs. You've got to be available to God, and you've got to be willing to change your plans at a moment's notice. Notice something else. Peter used the name that's bigger than any problem. This is what he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And the man did. Paul writes one of the great scriptures in the New Testament. Here it is, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that he is Lord." You say, what's in a name? In this case, everything. My friend, at the name of Jesus, hell trembles, sin is forgiven, sickness is healed, and stubborn habits are broken. And third, Peter did more than just pray. He extended a helping hand. The Bible says, taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Let me say something to you. Today, you're surrounded by people who need help to get back on their feet, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and even financially. And God's called you to reach out in love and lift them. You don't need to spend the rest of your life supporting them. You just need to offer them a hand up and an introduction to the one who's able and willing to meet their every need. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, to sustain you, to take care of you. God used Peter to bring deliverance to this man. And you know what? He wants to use you today too. But you have to be ready.